Congress, in the last defense authorization bill, gave the Defense Department the task of better understanding something called PALT. That stands for Procurement and Acquisition Lead Times. By defining it, maybe DOD can shorten it. Defense officials have called for comments, and the Professional Services Council plans on submitting them. Joining me with more, Council President David Berteau. Is it your understanding that initially all they have to do under the NDAA is get a handle on what PALT is and how to measure it consistently?
Right, that's correct, Tom. Section 886 of the FY18 National Defense Authorization Act, signed by the President last December, has basically three key elements of requirements for DOD. But they're all designed not just to create data, but actually to give the department a basis and a starting point for both measuring where it is now, setting a benchmark, and much more importantly, taking actions and seeing the results of those actions to actually reduce that lead time. So it requires DOD to do essentially three things, and this solicitation by the government for comments focuses mainly on a couple of those. Number one is create a common definition. Number two is to actually gather the data, and number three is to make it available to the public through reports. So this takes care of the first, and the third of those two sort of assumes some things about the middle one, which is the gathering the data. There's already places in DOD that do gather data, but they don't gather it against any kind of a common definition, and they don't make the data available to either the public or, for that matter, as I found out when I was inside the department, they don't make it available to the Office of the Secretary of Defense either on a regular basis. And so it's a starting point, but it's a bare minimum starting point.
Well, what data are we talking about? I mean, procurement and acquisition.
Well, there's a couple of key questions, and actually the letters PALT sometimes are used, procurement and acquisition lead time. The statute itself calls it procurement administrative lead time. That's potentially a little bit narrowing because it sounds like it's just focusing on the bureaucratic part of the process. We believe, and we believe that Under Secretary Lord, because she has stated this publicly, she's the Undersecretary for Acquisition and Sustainment, she has stated publicly her intent to reduce the time to get to contract and to get to delivery by 50%. And the only way you can really do that in a way that makes sense is if you take a broader definition. And both she and her own staff have stated publicly that they believe we should tackle this, that the department should tackle this, all the way from the beginning, the requirements definition, to the award of the contract, or potentially even the delivery. I would suggest to you that the delivery, that is the time between contract award and contract delivery, is so dependent on the content of the contract, the performance of the work, that that's not the part that can be measured and reduced. The part that can be measured and reduced is the space between determining the requirements, what is it the government needs to buy, and awarding the contract. That's where the focus should be. That's what our comments are going to be on.
Yeah, but that seems like an almost impossible thing to pin down. If the government needs a furniture refinisher to redo the secretary's desk, that's one thing. If it needs a new fighter plane, then it might take 15 years.
May take 15 years, but that's more for the actual development and production of the work. And that's why I think we have to focus on the processing part of this, the time between the requirements determination and the award of the contract. Let's say, in fact, you point out correctly, for many types of commercial procurements, essentially, the solicitation itself is the requirements determination process. I need somebody to refinish a desk. That's all right. I can write that into a scope of work, and I can put that out for solicitation in Fed BizOps almost the next day. So there's almost no time between requirements determination and solicitation in that kind of case. At the other end of the extreme, you know, a major weapon system, there could be years between requirements determination and solicitation. In many cases, those years are taken up by a lot of internal reports and documents that the department has to do, and in part the budgeting process, right? So reducing that means that you've got to align your requirements, your resources, and your acquisition process. That's been the goal of the department for many years. The problem is they don't have a common way of measuring where they are right now, so they don't know how to measure if they're getting any better at it. But for services contracts that falls in between those two, something that's not just a pure commercial off-the-shelf, go buy something out of the yellow pages, but not all the way to a major defense acquisition program. In many cases, part of the problem is we don't have a time where we've defined the requirements very well. And frequently, the scope of work and the solicitation are written almost along the lines of, pretend you know what the government needs, tell me how you're going to give it to me. This would actually have the added benefit of forcing the department to have a better understanding of what its actual requirements are as part of the services solicitation and award process.
We're speaking with David Berteau, President and CEO of the Professional Services Council. So when you weigh in with your comments, what will you ask them to do, or what will you recommend that they do?
Well, there are a couple of elements here. One is even if you take the narrow definition of from solicitation to contract award, the mechanism that the department wants to use here, and the statute encourages them to do this, is the Federal Procurement Data System, the current publicly available internal government tracking process for all contract awards and obligations. But there's no data field in that Federal Procurement Data System entry for each contract award on when the solicitation was issued. This has been a major flaw all along because for many of our members, of course, there's a long time before the solicitation is out. The government keeps saying, we're going to be soliciting, we're going to be putting this out, we're going to be putting this out, but it gets delayed and delayed. Meanwhile, you're kind of in the starting blocks ready to run to put your proposal together, and you have to wait. But then there's a second, more insidious delay, which occurs after you've submitted your proposal, and all too often, and of course the government doesn't track this, but I hear it from our members all the time, that you generally, when you put a proposal in, it has a time-definite period into which it's valid, right? 90 days, 120 days, 180 days, whatever the requirements call for, or whatever you think is appropriate. But all too often, it takes the government so long to award that they have to come back to the bidders and say, would you extend the time in which your proposal is still valid? And we have cases where these proposals have been extended or have been maybe two or three times. It could take a year and a half. So you've got key personnel that you've got to maintain in there. You've got commitments with subcontractors and pricing agreements that you've got to maintain. These are huge burdens.
Well, so is the goal of all this change to figure out what's going on in the government while these extensions are being sought and while these delays occur, or
right,
these seemingly long times?
And that gets us to another point that we want to make in our comments. The government appears to be, in terms of, so when the Federal Register announcement came out on February 9th asking for input on this, the government indicated that they would consider that publicly reporting the data would be, that charge by the law would be met if the public could go get the data itself out of the Federal Procurement Data System. And while we certainly applaud that, we think there's a second reason for the government to have this data, and that's actually to use it, the data itself, in order to measure and reduce procurement and acquisition lead time. And our comments will also emphasize that point to the government, that it's not just for the public, it's for you guys to use to manage your system better. And that's consistent with what Undersecretary Lord has said publicly that she wants to do, and I know she's committed to that.
Yeah, and you mentioned that the word, the A in PALT under the law, is administrative, and the way it's otherwise described is procurement and acquisition, which supposes those are separate things. I've always thought as procurement as something as a subset of acquisition. Is that still a good way to look at it?
I think it is. I mean, I think of acquisition, you know, some years ago there was a commission by the in the Defense Department under retired General Ron Kadish, and he defined what he called Big A, which is requirements, resources, and acquisition contracting. And I think that's the right way to look at it, because until you have all those things lined up, you're not going to get what you need through contracting.
All right. And when do comments close for this particular gambit?
Comments close today, Monday, March the 12th. And so we'll be submitting them then.
All right. David Berteau is President and CEO of the Professional Services Council. As always, thanks for that detailed description.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.